name of the Father, and of the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Christos Voskres. Christ is risen. So there is a man who was visiting some friends in the USA when he suffered a very serious heart attack and had open heart bypass surgery. He awoke to find himself in the care of nuns at a Catholic hospital. As he was recovering, a nun came in to ask how he was going to pay for his health services. He was asked if he had health insurance. "No, I do not have any health insurance," he replied weakly. The nun asked if he had money in the bank. He replied, "No, I do not have any money in the bank." The nun then asked, "Well, do you have any relatives who could help you?" He said, "I only have a spinster sister, and she's a nun like you." The nun got a little perturbed and announced loudly, "Nuns are not spinsters. Nuns are married to God." "Oh yes, that's right," said the patient perking up. "Then you could send a hospital bill to my brother-in-law." In today's gospel story, we read about Jesus healing the paralytic. That man who was lame for 38 years and had nobody to help him. Nobody to cure him until Jesus came along. I think we can learn a few things from this gospel story today. First of all, we have to learn the value of patience. The value of knowing that God is still listening to us. That he is still remaining with us, even if we feel our prayers have not been answered. I am sure that man in the gospel story today was thinking to himself, "What more can I do? How much more can I pray to be cured?" The man was probably very faithful to the Jewish tradition, trusting everything that God had given to the Jews. Yet, he still had to wait 38 years to be cured of his illness. We too, in our lives, sometimes have to wait a very long time for our prayers to be answered, for our hopes to be fulfilled. But just like that paralyzed man, we must never lose our faith that God is listening to us, that God hears our prayers and will act upon them in due time. Next, we learn that Jesus is indeed the Lord of the Sabbath. That since Jesus is God, he has the power to do miraculous things in our lives, any time, any day of the week. The Jewish people had a very strict tradition that no work was to be done on the Sabbath day. So when Jesus told that man that he had just healed to pick up his mat and start walking, he was showing the Jewish people that God was very merciful and just, and that God's mercy was much more important than human traditions or customs. Even in our own lives, we sometimes get so caught up in our cultural and societal traditions, we sometimes forget what our Christian faith is really all about. We forget that we always have to show each other kindness and generosity and pray for each other and always doing good for each other, no matter what day or time it is in our lives. Finally, Jesus reminds us again today that when we are physically healed of an illness, we must also seek spiritual healing as well. Our spiritual healing, the forgiveness of our sins, is of the utmost importance for our salvation. We can be totally healthy physically, but if we are not healed of our spiritual sinfulness, if we are not seeking active repentance and forgiveness from God through the sacrament of confession, then our physical health means very little. It is the cleanliness of our soul that will lead us to heaven, not the state of our physical bodies. When Jesus tells that man he healed to sin no more, so that nothing worse happens to you, he is basically telling that man and telling every one of us that we need to reconcile with God and with one another. We need to seek forgiveness and create a pure soul within us. That is how we will enter the heavenly kingdom when we leave this earth. So let us continue to pray for each other. Let us continue to seek forgiveness and to forgive each other as God wants us to do in this life. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Christos was blessed. Christ is risen.